This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Minneapolis police chief calling the actions of four now fired. The Minneapolis police chief calling the actions of four now fired police officers involved in the death of George Floyd a violation of humanity, saying that's what led to their firings as quickly as it did. Fired officer Derek Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes despite Floyd's pleas that he was unable to breathe. Chauvin facing murder and manslaughter charges. Local, state, and federal investigations are expected to lead to charges soon against the three other fired officers who watched but didn't intervene. The fact that they're not yet charged is puzzling U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I haven't seen a situation where there's a scene of the crime and people haven't been taken into custody immediately.
And as for the charges so far against Chauvin,
I have my own concern about a murder three charge.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Few American cities have escaped violence and damage after the death of George Floyd a week ago today at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. Case in point, Portland, Oregon, long known as a bastion for social activism and usually civil demonstrations on a variety of issues, but it's even seen millions of dollars worth of damage done to stores and infrastructure in recent nights. The mayor, Ted Wheeler, says they're not honoring the life of George Floyd.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again. The skeptics were wrong, and also the political advantage as well. He believes it will help the president's re-election campaign.
There was, however, a different kind of moment early on in yesterday's Portland protests when a line of city cops in riot gear stood in front of a crowd of demonstrators and then all took a knee, prompting many in the crowd to walk up and shake hands with the officers. Videos of it have gone viral. And this is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Aruj Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies, an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting. After the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism, the official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, hello, America. I understand you're angry, and much of America is in flames over... all the rioting and protesting has been going on, but there was a definite difference between, protest and rioting, as we talked about last week with Megan Barth. And, of course, this has continued on through the weekend. The challenge we have right now is understanding what is the difference, because what we're finding in the streets of America is a misunderstanding between chaos and compassion, chaos and lawlessness. I mean, we have got to break this down, and so that we draw out of this experience, and I believe that we could very well be at a redemptive point in all this. In the midst of all, even churches burning, the destruction, deaths that have been sacrificed here beyond the death of of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, for that matter. With us right now is Bishop Aubrey Shines. Aubrey is the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. Chicago native, began ministering in the Cook County Correctional System in Chicago, Illinois. Bishop, an honor to have you with us. Thank you. It's been too long since you and I have been able to get together on the radio, but devotion time this morning, I just felt like God was saying, you need to talk to Aubrey.
Oh, how kind is that? And again,
it's beyond kind. I mean, because we're looking, we're looking for God. I mean, I'm even watching a video here where, and these are, Antifa types that have been creating all this problem. A car runs over one of the girls. It looks like a girl that the car ran over, and you hear the person saying repeatedly, "Oh my God, where is God?" It's like,
unfortunately, Bill, this is what happens when a society divorces itself from God, the very God they divorce themselves from in a time of crisis. They're asking, "Where is God?" And again, what we're really seeing, as sad as it is, I think there's a side of this coin that I think every one of us, and I think in all honesty, and this is not flattery, that the majority of your audience really understands, and that's this, that while every untimely, unjustifiable death is a sad thing, this is an anomaly as it relates to police that are, quote, brutalizing or killing people, because these statistics, and I'm a person who's given to science, mm-hmm. these statistics don't add up. Case in point, my hometown of Chicago that I once lived in over 20 years ago, just this weekend alone, more than a dozen people, this is not, by the way, rioting, this is just a norm as it was on the Memorial Day weekend. When you have 10, 20 people that are shot dead, 60 to 80 that are shot, that are wounded, that did not die, they're not from police officers, they're not from white people that are doing this against blacks, but these are blacks that are killing blacks. You're talking 96%. And so if there is a moral outrage as a result of this is unfair and we're looking for justice as the Black Lives groups continue to echo, then where's their outrage there? Where's their outrage when over 20 million abortions have happened specifically in the black community?
Exactly.
By the way, Bill, and you know this, by a organization that was founded by a white racist, eugenicist, Margaret Sanger, where's the outrage? I assure you that what we're seeing does not represent the humanity from black and whites in America. We realize there's a problem, but again, the due process has already begun with these crooked officers. Let that play out. They're already arrested. Let the courts do what they're doing. And again, it doesn't represent facts, and that is what the mainstream media continues to push before people because it sells.
Exactly.
It helps audiences, and we should all be black and white, Hispanic alike. We should be appalled at it.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and you read that commentary that I wrote that the Reactionary Times is running, is that if we let go of the higher ideal, we're in trouble, and this is where we are right now. We've allowed the media, we've allowed the institutions to define us, to hyphenate us, to divide us, and we have let go of the greater call. You know, beyond the, we are Americans, when it comes to the greater and grander picture of 7 billion people in the world, yeah, we're all human beings.
We are, Bill. And think about the hypocrisy, what, in my opinion, you just surfaced. When we think about the media, celebrities, entertainers, while they're calling for, and I have proof of this, as I'm sure you do, while they're calling and supporting these rioters, and again, I don't begrudge anyone or besmirch anyone for having a fantastic lifestyle, they're living behind gated communities. They themselves have bodyguards. And even the ESPN writer who recently, he was all on board until they came near his neighborhood, and he turns around and calls the same people that he was just supporting these animals, and look
yes
at what they're doing. And you think about the hypocrisy, whether it's Sean Diddy, whether it is Colin Kaepernick, these guys are no more than pawns in a bigger scheme of something. And I'm not talking necessarily about some conspiratorial thing that is happening and some great puppet masters pulling strings here, but the same lack of education, the same ilk that these guys are espousing, they're hypocrites too, because again, if we're going to talk protest, Bill, just go back, let your audience go back and look at those like Alveda King's uncle, who I work with all the time here. Go back and look at the protests in the 60s. These were men and women, black and white, Hispanic alike, arm in arm, suits and ties, nonviolent, and now we call these protesters that they really have a cause. This is chaos, and this is no more than those that are trying to subvert America, divide us by race, don't see the bigger scheme of things for one reason. It continues to keep certain individuals in power. And until there's an awakening to that, we're going to continue, unfortunately, to spin this bottle, and it will continue to land in the same area, and we'll continue to see this degrading of this great country called America by people that actually hate it in their hearts.
Well, I tweeted out over the weekend that we had a black president for 8 years.
Yeah.
And how did he do in handling this? And they expect Donald Trump, you know, in 3 years to solve this problem. There's no doubt that this is systemic because it speaks to the very heart of all of humanity. This is what's coming out. And last time I checked, Barack Obama nor Donald Trump are spiritual heart surgeons, are they?
Not that I know of. And I tell you this, compare the records, and you'll see a better record with Trump versus Obama, even on this issue.
Well, and I think, sadly, because to your point, the former president bought into this militant idea. And, I saw a picture of Keith Ellison. He's the attorney general for Minnesota, and he's holding the manifesto, the manuscript for Antifa, like an implied endorsement. What is all that about?
It is an endorsement, isn't it?
Yes. I'll tell you, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Bishop Aubrey Shines when we come back. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith,
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, as if you need to be told that. You're not going to hear this kind of conversation on most talk shows across the country, and I understand. But look, we have to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That is our commitment. That's the reason I came back to radio after being gone, you know, for almost 25 years being away from the microphone. This is what I feel God has called me to do. And I said, God, look at it. This is what you want me to do. Then number one, I can't do it without you. And number two, I have to be committed to the truth. And I just pray that your blessings would be upon the show and those that hear the message that's being taken, you know, that's being put forth, because as we understand, we can be in a situation where it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. And it's most interesting right now in light of everything that we've gone, the expense of COVID-19, how our country has been under attack, and is if we didn't need this. But maybe, Bishop Aubrey Shines, America did need this.
Yeah, I think it does. And I'll tell you why, and I know that sounds like almost a contradiction of thought process, but let's all consider just a few things here for just a moment. And I like putting it this way because, I'm given to science. Think about this. Why is it that America, by the way, both black and white, why are they this enraged? Now, again, I'm not taking away from the untimely, unjustifiable deaths of anybody. I don't care what color you are. That's irrelevant. Why is it this type of outrage? And here's the question. But when blacks kill blacks, there's no outrage. Why is it that, oh, my God, the world must now burn down, but the world doesn't burn down when it's 95% of one group killing the same group?
Yes.
There's nothing there. And it reminds me, Bill, of this. And again, I can't help this as reality. What I worked for, as I still do in some advisory position, even with this current president, I traveled for him. I did various things, talk shows, et cetera, opened it up for him across the country in large 20, 30, 40,000 type gatherings. The impact of that for me wasn't felt, honestly, until Hillary Clinton wrote her book of why she lost. And by name, the only clergy in America she put in that book is the gentleman you're talking to on the phone right now.
Yeah.
And she said things about me because of my support and the videos that I have produced. Again, never arguing the facts, just the reality. How dare you speak the truth is what she should have said.
Mm-hmm.
Because in speaking truth, you've turned voters away from me. Well, in these cases here, Minnesota, Georgia, et cetera, it's the same, in my opinion, narrative. While these deaths are horrible, the reality is different than the deaths themselves. And that is, we as American, and I include all of us in this regard, we are responding to something that is not factual.
Yes.
Police officers are not, in the words of LeBron James, hunting down black people and killing them like this. No, that's just not factual. And what happens in a country, Bill, when we no longer are able to address in a very civil, diplomatic way each other, even if we have differences, with facts versus emotion? And if we find social media outlets that will only push the false, non-scientific argument, then all of us should realize we're in a battle of real truth versus what is false.
That's the bottom line.
That's where we are, and we must address that.
Yeah, we're being worked, and we're being worked big time by all the I say all the I hate broad brush deals, so I correct myself. But you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are out there with reporting anonymously, you know, fake news, that are hyphenating we the people, so that we can be bifurcated and, you know, divided and conquered. This is what this is all about. I mean, you don't have, and I keep trying to remind everybody, Bishop, when the founding fathers first came together and the dream and this idea of this American society and liberty came about, it wasn't like there was 1,000% agreement.
Right.
You know, so there will never be 1,000% agreement.
But there has to be enough force and momentum for that which is good and right and noble and, you know, is loving toward one another. That has to carry the day. And right now, this is why people, as I mentioned earlier, why people are crying out for, you know, for leadership. And I go, okay, well, where is all these black leaders that have gotten a ton of money over the years? I mean, since President Johnson signed the War on Poverty bill in the mid-60s, something, what, about $25, $30 trillion have been spent. And what do we have to show for it in terms of the War on Poverty?
I can tell you what you're showing. In every one of those communities where one's race slash gender is the objective, I can tell you what you'll find. Complete, abject failure. That's it. That's what you're going to find. Show me the communities that don't adhere to those entitlement-minded programs, identifying people with one's color, one's gender. You'll find success. You'll find budgets in those states that are balanced. You'll find a harmonious relationship between all people. And again, I'm not some extremist, of course. We're always going to have certain challenges in our nation. But that doesn't represent the whole. When I hear the lies that, well, this nation is racist, it's ridiculous, not when the majority of the white people in America voted for the same black man two separate times. If every black in America voted literally 13.4%, all blacks, even those that were infants, they could vote. They still could not have put Barack Obama, Hussein, in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it was whites that did it. So don't give me this narrative when I hear it that, well, we're racist. We're not racist. When you look at the numbers of marriage as it relates to interracial marriages, just 40 years ago, if you would have asked, and it was asked, that was almost the measuring rod as to what a nation should look like. The majority of the people didn't think that interracial marriage should happen. Now, those numbers have not only totally flipped, 80% of people just really don't care. So I don't, when I hear these false narratives, again, I go back to the science. What is the science teaching us? What is the data? Are police officers really gunning people down? Bill, it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Well, Aubrey, let me ask you this. I always take people back to the Civil War. I asked them, I said, do you realize how many non-blacks died in the name, you know, to abolish slavery?
They can't, you know, don't want to hear that, Bill. There you go with your facts again.
Sorry.
Because, again, to bring that up is to bring up a reality that kills the narrative of the Louis Farrakhans. It kills the narrative of the Al Sharptons. It kills the narrative of the Jesse Jacksons. And I tell you, when I speak like this, this is why I'm always invited on so many shows everywhere. The reality of it is, facts went out every time. And when people can access them, I always see, Bill, a reformation of mind where men and women of color specifically are changing their thoughts, changing their tune. This is why even right now in the midst of this chaotic time that we're in, 30%+ of even blacks are still supporting Donald Trump.
Right.
You won't hear that on the mainstream media. Why? Because people are realizing that there is a systemic problem, and it's not, quote, a political party. It's not even the color of a particular man or woman. It's an ideology that has decimated America. And it doesn't matter what color it's in, because we've seen that in the failed, inept policies of Barack Obama. People are awakening, and the world is shaking because there's a transformation that's really going on.
The challenge we have, Bishop, is that in the face of all these, you know, emotions and chaos that's flying around, we do have a choice, and the choice is clear. Are we going to choose peace over chaos, or not? Because what we're talking about here, true change, I mean true change that will get us out of this bitter, repetitive cycle, will happen in the arena of peace, not in the arena of chaos, right?
Well said, Bill. And if we abort that concept, all of us collectively will fail.
Bishop Aubrey Shines has been our guest, founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. A Chicago native, as you heard him say, who began ministering in the Cook County Correctional System in Chicago, Illinois. Bishop, thank you so much. I appreciate the inspiration and the facts. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500-1HIT. That's 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across America last night marked night six of demonstrations that in many cases turned violent after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police a week ago today. Many cities again seeing looting, arsons, and clashes with police. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien blaming Antifa for these violent protests.
These Antifa militant radicals who come into our cities and cross state lines, and they're organized. That's got to be stopped.
In New York City, the Democratic mayor's 25-year-old daughter was arrested after taking part in a Manhattan protest. Reports are Ciara de Blasio refused to move out of the street after police declared an unlawful assembly during a protest on Saturday night. They say she didn't tell deputies she was the mayor's daughter. She was given a ticket. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, we're starting to see more and more people, responding in the spirit, that great American spirit, trying to do what they can. Beck, I was just watching a video of a young woman trying to stand in front of Antifa types, trying to break in, looked like a bank building, and here she is stepping in the middle, trying to protect the front glass door of the building, and they're just throwing her around like a rag doll. I mean, we're getting the full spectrum of where we are right now in looking at the, you might say, the underbelly and the rot that is within the country. But I don't want you to lose faith and lose everything, because there are good people, constitutional loving people, and thank God there's still some left. If there wasn't, the havoc and lawlessness would really be out of control, as the riots and protests and civil unrest, which is stretching law enforcement across the country, as lawlessness is on full display from coast to coast. And here to talk with us is John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Well, like everybody else, trying to figure out exactly where the where things are headed in this country. So, mm-hmm. And it doesn't look good.
Well, you have been sounding the warning signal for a long time, John. You've seen this, and here we are, and this might be a bit of an opportunity. My dad's always called me the most optimist of all his sons, so hopefully our audience puts up with this, because I'm not willing to throw the towel in. And I'm encouraged when I see videos of, you know, like this young gal stepping in front of people. And there are others. I mean, we had police officers, was it in Portland, that took a knee in front of all these protesters and trying to say, look, we're in solidarity with those of you that want to protest. We all are protesting what happened to George Floyd. Please know that we are. So now what are we going to do about it? Because, you know, the country, law enforcement, we're all getting weary of, repeating the same cycle here, John.
Well, I think it's actually gotten worse from what I'm seeing and the reactions. I think that, just from my research, you know, from my books, Battlefield America and other books I've written, and my weekly commentaries, is I do research. With the way the economy's going, I mean, the economy's been crashing for a while. We're headed toward an economic debacle, whatever that's going to be. And that's going to affect a lot of people who are the ones scrubbing floors across the country, working in kitchens and stuff. And then when they see something like this, you know, I mean, they have nowhere else to go, so they freak out, and that's what we're seeing with a lot of this. And but the government, like I understand from what I've seen from the government, the federal government working with police across the country and the FBI have doing their best to predict the future where it's headed, and they've been doing that for quite a while. I mean, like I said, I've written often on this 2030 video, Megacities, Urban Future, the Emerging Complexity, that the Pentagon put out several years ago, where they were predicting this was going to happen. So it's already happened in 2020. Right. The video came out 2 years ago, that the cities were going to collapse, that you're going to have riots, and you're going to need martial law. But my opinion is, if the American people will start taking a stand on these issues for freedom and working in their local communities, they can change these things, like the woman you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take more than a couple people.
Exactly.
Because in a lot of these protests, there are people swooping in from out of communities, including government people who work for the government. And it's going to take people being taught. Through your shows like you, through the schools are going to have to ramp up. How do you keep freedom alive?
Yes.
You keep it alive by working in your local community, creating good relationships with everyone in the community, building your community up, getting down to those city council meetings and finding some of the things that have made the country go wacko. And so it's up to us, as I often say. The Constitution starts with three words: we the people, we are the government.
Right.
We the people are the government, and we need to hold those people accountable. That a lot of people feel they're getting ripped off, taxes-wise, all the things we're seeing, and they need assurance. They need help as well, and we should be helping one another. One thing I've seen, and I've talked about this on your show before, what's been drained from our culture is empathy for one another, caring for other individuals. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I talk to a lot of policemen who feel like that, and I talk to a lot of policemen who don't feel like that. They're very angry at what they see. And you see some of this frustration with George Floyd that we saw, and some of the other things that we've seen where the SWAT team raised people getting shot in their bed at night and things like that by police. And that partly goes into their training, too. They're being trained militarily and with all this military equipment, and they're acting like it. So there are things that we can do to change this, but it's not going to come from top down. It's going to come from bottom up. That's the way a representative republic works.
Well, it comes, you know, if we're going to re-embrace the American ideal, it comes from the inside out, starting with the heart.
Yes.
You know, and I wrote about it this weekend. I've got a commentary in reactionarytimes.com, and you can go there and see it. And it addresses this issue. We are rotting from the inside out. Our hearts, the stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about, that we've embraced and become so casual about talking, you know, this is the kind of stuff that finds a knee across the throat of a defenseless man, regardless of he's black, pink, yellow, it doesn't matter. This is a fellow citizen.
Yeah.
And this is unconscionable. It's disgusting what happened to him. A jogger in his neighborhood, you know, jogging, being jumped by two men and shot is just, you know, I mean, like you say, where is the empathy, you know? And this is what needs to be a clarion call and awareness in the midst of all this chaos that is happening right now. And things are being lost in translation. But I believe, John, whenever things like this happen, you know, they don't happen in a bubble. It's not that you just have chaos. There's also goodness that is coming out. But this is what we need to focus on, is let's grab the bit of the good and let's push back on Antifa with the truth and good and noble things that are within our society that says, look, at we're better than this, and we're going to demonstrate, you know, our higher angels, if you might say, our better angels, by, you know, by making, you know, choices that make a true difference, that puts us back on the road that are consistent with the inspiration of our founding fathers.
Well, too, but, you know, do unto others you'd have them do unto you. Again, that goes back to the idea that let's look at other people and see what we can do for them. And that's the basic philosophy. If we don't learn this lesson this time, next time around it could get worse. And like I said, the government up top in the Pentagon and the Secret Service agencies are predicting basically that the country's going to collapse and they're going to have to set up martial law. In fact, people don't realize it, but back in October 2019, not too long ago, Brigadier General Daniel Shipp signed an order allowing for the rapid activation of military forces for emergencies. This was just about 6 months ago. So there is a concern that this stuff is going to happen, but I think the churches, the schools, our schools need to start teaching these things, and the principles of Martin Luther King. I mean, Martin Luther King would be looking at this going, this is crazy. This is not going to work.
He'd be in tears right now, John.
He'd be in tears right now. Yeah. What happened to my teaching? And we don't teach him anymore.
Right, that's exactly. Well, I can tell you, Jesus is in tears. Because before Martin Luther King, Jesus was here and gave us the plan. But we've abandoned that plan. We've turned our back on God. And look at what we have. We have
exactly.
The chaos that we deserve, because this is the sum total of the choices that we have made over the decades. This is what's coming out upon us right now. So, hey, abandon the Ten Commandments. Turn your back on God. Try and do it on your own, and you look to mere men, whether it's Donald Trump, Barack Obama, or somebody to handle the problem for you. It's not. It's what you said earlier. It's in the hearts of we, the people. If change is going to happen, that's where it begins, and that's where it ends right now. John Whitehead, more from him after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Churches around the world are experiencing social distancing measures due to COVID-19, and worship centers in Zimbabwe are no different. Many Zimbabwean pastors face a great disadvantage because they do not have the technology or the expertise to broadcast virtual services or recorded sermons. But the Tide Ministry is helping to provide a path for pastors to reach their congregations while they're unable to meet. The Tide partners in Zimbabwe are working with pastors who do not have the means to video or broadcast church services by having them phone into the studio to record sermons and prayers, which are then broadcast to their parishioners and an even wider audience at a time when the hope of Christ is desperately needed.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is helping pastors in Zimbabwe to connect with their parishioners while also reaching new listeners, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, John Whitehead always says that, knowledge precedes action. And this is what we're most devoid of right now. We've got a lot of opinion, a lot of emotion out there. And you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And opinion, in this particular case, is leading to chaos. We are psychologically brain damaged, and we're a mess right now, and we're doing a lot of destruction. I say we because this is a government up for by we the people, and our government right now is out of control. It's burning down churches. It's killing people. It's destroying police cars. It is nuts. John, I got to tell you the irony of this, and as I go to the Twitterverse, there's an NBA player in Los Angeles who tweets out, goes, "Yeah, burn it all down, burn it all down." And then they start coming to his gated neighborhood. He's going, "Send the police, bring the police in here."
Exactly.
I don't you love the rich irony of it all?
Yeah, again, it's that idea that somehow we're not together. I mean, listen, this is a country of all different races, all different people, and it's, you know, again, we're not getting involved. I mean, we're sitting back. Like that guy there you just said, he's sitting back saying these things. well, maybe he should get down there in the streets and help out if he really believes that stuff.
Yeah, but he's telling people to go burn stuff down.
Exactly. Well, maybe he should go do it himself and get arrested himself for doing
it. Yes, right, exactly. But, yeah, put his millions of dollars that he's made, you know, from the pockets of everyday Americans who love the NBA, most everyday Americans who love the NBA, and have allowed him to make that kind of money, and then so his response is, you know, let's participate with Antifa, the very country that has blessed you and your family. Let's destroy it.
Here's the key. If you look at history, and history I put in my book, wherever this has happened before, what's emerged, if it continues, is a very authoritarian government.
Exactly. And that's what you just wrote about, John. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Rutherford Institute and what John is doing for us, as I mentioned when I said, look at, you know, knowledge precedes action. And we want, you know, the right kind of knowledge to produce the right action. And John has consistently been a stellar resource for America. He's a constitutional attorney. And you need to sign up. If you are not subscribed to his notices that he puts out, his releases every week, then you're missing out. The one that was just released yesterday was titled Freedom Watch, Police Brutality, Lockdowns, Lootings, and Martial Law. To your point, John, this is the trajectory. You want to know where America's going if this continues? Martial law is in our near future.
Well, listen, out of chaos comes order, but the order most of the times in the past has been authoritarian order. And a lot of people in Washington, D.C., as I've learned over the recently, are freaking out over all this stuff. I mean, the President of the United States has to disappear in a bunker. I mean, they're frightened and they're hiding, you know. The question is, should they be frightened? I'd say no. And again, I would say emerge, address these issues. If you really represent us, tell people to stop this stuff. You're going to deal with it. You're going to some way, you know, reduce the police violence or whatever. And there's a lot of police violence across the country. And I ride on all the time. 80,000 SWAT team raids where they're going through doors to kill up to 500 dogs a day. And when I talk to policemen who are in these academies, they're being trained by the military. And I'm going, wait a second. We don't want the police trained like the military.
Right.
You know, again, let me give you an example. When I was a young high schooler, the police chief in my area, a guy named Scott, I just called him Scotty. He was the police chief. He never carried a weapon. So one day I asked him, I was in my front yard mowing the lawn. I said, hey, Scotty, how come you don't carry a gun? And he looked at me and says, because I don't want to kill anybody, John.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his car and drove off.
Right.
You don't hear that today. You know, and a lot of, so there are a lot of things we can do. We need a plan here. And the people are going to have to start, we're going to start speaking truth to power. And listen to what Mr. James Madison said. All men having power ought to be mistrusted.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was saying is, you got to control those in power. If you don't, they're going to get out of control. They'll start thinking they can do anything they want to. You know, refusing. I mean, if you're going to remain silent in the face of evil, you're going to face evil. And that's what we're facing today. And most people are just sitting and watching, the average American watching 150 hours of television a month, most of it baloney, and they're not getting involved in their local governments or, you know. So that's the country we've got right now, and we're going to have to start waking our people up. The churches can do it. I mean, look at the Black Regiment, if people don't remember that. I mean, most people don't. The ministers in early America helped lead the revolution. 1776. They were there. They would give sermons and then take off their robes and have a rifle underneath it. They were involved in their communities when they saw oppression coming. And I don't know. And how do we affect the schools? Teach kids their rights. Most kids, listen, if you taught people that they have a right to petition the government peacefully, most people don't even know what's in the First Amendment. You can have peaceful marches and stuff like that. And guess who taught that really well? Martin Luther King.
Exactly.
And no one talks about him hardly anymore that I hear.
Yeah. Well, John, what this all points to, what you're saying, you know, even starting with We the People, the first three words of our Constitution, you got to have skin in the game. If you don't have skin in the game, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And this is what's missing, is that, you know, we've had a growing class of people that have been carried, you know, roughly a third of our citizenry. Thank you very much, President Johnson. We've reinforced, you know, all for the sake of, you know, I don't know, some associated guilt or something for poor people and for blacks in particular. And we have done them more damage. I say done them, done poor people, done our fellow citizens more damage by giving them this false sense of security. There is no way, there's no way that it's sustainable. I like, I think it was well over 10 years ago, and I don't know if you remember this, but John Stossel did this comparative of two Indian tribes. One was offered billions of dollars in government aid, and they were happy to take it. And you went to their area, their reservation, part of the reservation where they were at, and John, it was a hellhole. It was an absolute mess. People, alcoholism, unemployment, home ownership. You went in and you thought, oh my God, this is a slum. And after pouring billions of taxpayer money into it, now another tribe conversely said, we don't want your money. You went there, there was order, home ownership, unemployment was single digit. People were happier, and you would think that we would learn something, because this is just one of many stories in this naked city where we see where government is failed because it is the wrong tool for the job. We think that the best way to answer these problems is let's take, you know, taxpayers' money and throw it at the problem instead of allowing people, you know, give them support. Let them figure this out, that we're all industrious, given the opportunity, if you know, to put skin in the game, then we'll realize a better life and really realize the full potential of the American way. We've thwarted it, and then we wonder why the natives are restless.
Yeah, and the thing is that it's just like when I was going to go to college. I looked my dad in the eye one day, and I said, Dad, I want to go to college. And he was sitting in his chair, and he looked over his shoulder, and he said, get a job and earn your tuition. So I worked a semester and the summer before I could enter college, and I did it. And I look back on that and say, I'm glad I did that. I didn't have to get a big loan and all that stuff. And so what that shows you is individual responsibility, and we're not teaching that. I think you're right. Individual responsibility in our society. If you let the government take over, and the government's been – listen, I've never seen a government – that hands out money like that, or whatever they're doing, that has actually, in the end, proven to be any better than the people who have put in their own initiatives, creativity.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we should be encouraging. And, you know, I think we just need to pitch in all of us together and make this world a better place. That's going to be working together and stop waiting for political saviors to fix it. They ain't gonna
exactly.
do it, folks. They're not doing it.
Yeah, where's Jesse Jackson? I mean, you think Jesse Jackson there? I mean, Barack Obama? I mean, where's black leadership today? You know, they talk about Donald Trump, you know, about where he's at, and he's about where he can be as much as he can be right now, because the problem is in the hearts of hardened men and women who have gone out there and that are destroying property. I mean, here, all this on the heels of the big hit we've already taken because of COVID-19, John. I mean, how much more can we pay for here?
And how much can the people take psychologically is key. And I've argued that we, in many ways, are being psychologically re-engineered to basically be kind of hostile to one another. We saw it with COVID-19, and that's going to continue for a while. This contact tracing, they're going to be, people may be showing up at your door, and I'm warning people about things like that. And again, go to our website at Rutherford.org. You're right. Sign up for our weekly alerts and commentaries. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we put a lot of information, as you know, out there.
Yes.
As you said, knowledge precedes action. And
I stole that from you. You're the one that said it. I've been I've become an evangelist for you on that. I think that that's brilliant. In fact, we're going to do some T-shirts on that, because that I think we need to wear T-shirts. We need to keep that in front of us to realize that, especially right now, John, this is a call for higher responsibility, and
exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Take responsible for your own lives. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. We got to have skin. I mean, look at, we go back and we get come alongside and we echo the words of JFK about asking not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country.
Do for your country. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, this is a time now, and we need to address these radicals that are here not to do us good. I mean, now we've got this Russian collusion. Some are suggesting, well, it's the Russians that have unleashed Antifa. And we need to realize that every citizen, God-fearing and freedom-loving citizen, is the gatekeeper to the future of our liberties. Is it not, John?
That's true. And you're your mind is useless if your eyes are blind. Open your eyes, get educated, and get out there and fight for freedom.
John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.